we saw was what we called mina, that we learned from truma to meila. I'll just read that line again. Ma truma bechazayis af meila bechazayis v'ish ki ochal kodesh bishgaga. So that was one drasha, was kezayis. The other day, if you hold that it's a pure shvei pruta, not tarte bai, for Abba Shaul, so then it's prat lamazik. Again, somebody who's just out there to cause damage. Okay, so a few lines later, we're going to talk about some of the special properties of mi'ila. Mar bere de ravina amar hachi kamar lo. Im amar te bishar mitzvah shalo asa bahen she'in miskavin ki miskavin. She'im niskavin lachto ches hatalosh. V'chata ches ha-mechubar. Right, let's say it's Shabbos, and as Rashi points out, you need melechas machsheves. So you go for the talush, and all of a sudden you do the malach of kotzer, but it was with without any intent to do so. Shepater, right? We're not going to say that you're chayv the way that you would be if you did it b'meizid. Tomar b'meila she'im niskaven l'ischamem b'gizei chulen v'nischamem b'gizei ola shema'al. So when it comes to me'ila, so we don't have this din of melechas machshavas. Now, as we said before, Shabbos might not be the best example, because that might be, in some sense, right, the lowest bar, because Shabbos has a special din. It's a din prati of melechas machshavas. So anyway, Tosos has a slight quibble with Rashi over what case we're talking about. Rashi says you were going for something that was already talush, and you wanted to cut it up. It's like you could cut up, I don't know, a vegetable on Shabbos, as long as you're not tochen, you don't cut it up too fine. And somehow you ended up with something else that was mechubar. So the Bali Atosos don't like that case. Tema l'ri. Excuse me, next one. Rabbeinu Tam b'farish, nimtza shum mechubar. Di'in iskavin lachtoch talosh zeh, v'chatach mechubar acher. Mayur yin iskavin l'talosh, afilu iskavin lachtoch mechubar zeh, v'chatach mechubar acher, pater. Ho'il v'lo is avida machshavaso. D'tani beheder perek safeg achal, ha'il lefanav shtei neros, v'niskavin l'chabos hazeh v'chaba v'chiba hazeh pater. That one of the kulas again in Shabbos is that even if you were trying to do a malacha of mechabe and you extinguished one candle instead of another candle, so that would be pater because you didn't achieve what you set out to achieve. You did kiboy, but you did it on the wrong there. So basically, Rabbeinu Tam is pointing out that it would be no chiddush whatsoever if you were actually talking about different entities. That's why he's mefarish, nimsa shumechubar, that you were looking for something that you thought was talush, and you were looking right at it, and it turned out that he was mechubar. But anyway, the Gemara is going to take it even further. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar hachi kamar, me'ila is even more chamar that you just made it out to be. It's not if it was a case of just shogeg. Lo, im amar to bishar mitzvos, shekein lo mischaya behen shein misasek him misasek. Misasek literally means you had no intention whatsoever. You weren't misasek in this at all. Shein miskaven lagbias atalosh vechata chesa mechubar. Shepater, tomar b'me'ila shim hoshid yado lekli, litol chayfetz, visach yado b'shemen shel kodesh shema'al. There is a din that, just like Misasik, Bechalavim Ve'arayos, Chayiv Shekein Ne'ne, so we have a parallel din when it comes to Mi'ila. That when it comes to Mi'ila, we say that Misasik is Chayiv. Ve'amar marba bedvar mamurim, b'mafrish truma ve'hechmitza, v'lhifrish chametz truma devre kolena kedusha minani mile. How do we know that's true? Amar of Nachra Yitzchak Amar Kra, titain lo, v'lo la'oro, that when you're mafris truma, it has to have the possibility of being an achila for the kohen, and not just something that he could potentially benefit from. So masiv Rav Huna b'reder of Yeshua, if that were really true, ein tarmin min ha'tamei ala tahora, v'im taram b'shogeg, truma so truma. This is not optimal, but if you did so b'di'eved, min ha'tamei ala tahora, it would be valid. V'amai, lema lo v'lo la'oro. The kohen's not going to be allowed to eat it. It would be an iser misa b'dei shamayim. So lo kasha hasam haisalo shasa kosher hacha lo haisalo shasa kosher. So to try to be korei truma on something which is already aser because it's chametz, that will not work. There will be no chalos shem truma. But if it was something that at least a shasa kosher and now idiosyncratically it became tamei, so that's a different story. It's not l'chatchila, but it's at least considered a nesina because you can use it for fuel or for other purposes. Okay. Udelo haisa lo shasa kosher hechidami, Gigon de achmitz b'mechubar. Very unusual case that it's still attached to the ground and somehow it became wet and it started to ferment. Aval achmitz b'achmitz b'talosh hachinami de kitcha. But if it was talosh, that would qualify as having a shasa kosher and therefore it would be valid for purposes of truma. So amar lei, ein b'gzeras irin pisgamo chamamar kadishin she'ilta, this is all an idiom, v'chein morin b'vei midrasha kavasi. Indeed, it is true. Rashi points out, what is this expression? Sounds like one of those Miros on Shabbos. Irin malachim kalomar talmidei chachamim shehim kemalachi ashareis amri b'vesh ha-medrash kamosi tahadik tani le'el in a kedusha b'shehichmit b'mechubar ka'amar. That was only when there was no shasa kosher, and it was hechmitz when it was attached, when it was fully mechubar. V'mamar kadishin shilta mikrahu b'daniel, this is based on a pasuk in Daniel, morin hora'a kavasi kamosi, that this is in fact exactly the halach. Yasser, when I bade Rav Yeshua, Amar, he thinks, Afilu, Amar Kra, Rashis, Sheshiraha Nikarim, the Israel, Yatsa Sazal, Shein Shira Nikarim. So the whole idea of Truma, the Pasuk says, Rashis de Ganchatirosh Chabi Tzaracha, Rashis Gez Tzoncha, Titain Lo. And the whole point is that which is left over has to be nitar li Yisrael, but in a situation where there is no heter li Yisrael, there's an isra achila for Yisrael, so then that should be a fundamental problem of kriyas truma. How can exactly can you be mafresh truma from something that Yisrael isn't going to be able to benefit from? So this is obviously very deep insight into the world of afrashas truma, that it should release the shame tebel, and if it releases that, but it doesn't produce anything that's practically mutter for Yisrael, that would be a problem. So Yasiv Racha Baravadia Kamid Rav Chista, V'yasiv Amar Mishmed Rav Yochanan, Anovim Shenitma'u. So if you have grapes which are Tameh, Durchan Pachos Michabetza, you could very gently squeeze them out less than a kibetza, V'yenan Kosher L'nesachan. Somehow, the yayin that comes out is not Mekabel Tumma, even though it's inside an anav, a grape, which is Tameh. Now, how in the world is that possible? You'd have to argue something that we call Mifkad Pekidi. Anybody want to guess what that means? That the juices inside of the grape are not Mechubar, it's not Mivlabli, but it's Mifkad Pekidi. You have this same Sugya and Ksuvos in a completely different context, but that it's considered insulated, totally apart from the Ochel. Okay? So, Anovim Shenitmu Durchan Pachos Michabetza, V'yenan kashal nesachin alma kasaver mashkin mifkad pekidi. They're not considered mechubar le'emas kametami. When could they theoretically be mekabel tuma lechisachibahu they say l'shiurei? So when you're squeezing it out, as long as it's pachos mikibetza, it's not going to be a problem. If it's going to be more than a beitza, then it is a problem. So yehachi kibetza nami. So kibetza itself should be fine. That's non tamei meis. If you have somebody who's tamei and he's squeezing out zesim, so again that should be matami de zesim. Shezachat zesim v'anavim kibetza mechuvenes tahorim. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, but what does that prove? Hasam diavad. That's true, but b'diavad, we don't want people to do this because it's very hard to be mitzamtzim. Hacha lechatchila. But here we're saying that you could do lechatchila gzera. So let's just review the Rashi of the Chabetza Nami, because this is, again, something that we saw in the first parak, but these are very, very subtle dinim, so it's good to review. So Rashi says, B'chabetza Nami, Tehaki Nafik Mashkin Minayu. Remember, we believe that the Mashkin are Mifkad Pekidi. You have to cross that threshold. If you don't have that point to begin with, you have nothing to talk about, because if you have liquid which is considered Mechubar to the Ochel, then it's already Tameh, once the Ochel is Tameh. See, again, you have to consider it a separate entity to begin with. Okay, so Dehaki Nafik Mashkin Minayhu, when you're squeezing out the wine from these grapes that are Tameh, Chasar Le Shiure. So Rashi explains, Ochel Mashkin Mekabel Tumah B'chol Shehen, Aval Ein Metameh Acherim Elo Ochel Kebeitza Mashkin B'Revias, as we saw. V'achitani B'Torah Skohanim Mikol Ochel Asher Yeachel, Mikol Ochel Melameid Shemetameh B'chol Shehu, Yachol yitami lacher v'chol shu tamalomer asher yeachel ochel hanechol v'basachas v'haynu chabetza. Can we read a parak Yom Kippurim? Ein beisabliya machazekes yoser mi beitas tanigoles. Okay, so it's one thing for the anavim to be tame, but for them to be mitame acherim, you need the shear of kibetza. Okay, very good. Back in the Gemara is going to tie this back to Truma in a second. So Amar leiru chista man tais lachal Rabbi Yochanan rabcha v'chi tuma shebehem leheichan halcha. But where did the tuma go? Alma kasavar. Mashkin mivla bli. If you hold that the mashkin are mivla bli, so then it's already tame once the anavim, once the foodstuffs themselves become tame. V'chevan di'it milei uchla it milei mashkin and mimela. Once the ochel is mekabel tama, everything about the ochel, including the mashkin that are inside. V'amar lei v'alo tizvira the mashkin mivket pkidi. Do you really not hold that the mashkin are considered a separate entity? V'atnan. But if you'll say they're absorbed into the food, as soon as the tamei meis touches them, he's an av hatoma, the food can become a rishon hatoma. So the issue is the anavim themselves aren't tamei. Why? Because they have to be muchsharim lekabel tuma. The chiyu tan mayim al zera, one of the Shiva Mashkim has to come into contact with them. And that is the reason that they are Tahorin in this case. So therefore, the only time that these are going to become Tamei, the Mashkin could possibly become Tamei, is when the Tamei Mace is squeezing them out and he would come into direct contact with them. Because again, Mashkin are Alulin. Remember that from the first parak? The Mashkin don't need to be Mokshar. We spent a lot of time on that and we derived the principle that they're like, you know, super capable of contracting. I think we called them super contractors of Tumah. So that would be the time when they would contract the Tumah, when you're squeezing out the Anavim or the Zaysim, Kisach Elohu. So that's you have to be careful of Bats or Lahu, Shi'ura. So as long as you're dealing with a Shi'ur, which is Pachos Michabetza, you should be okay. Dilo Seima Hachia Netanya Lama Zedomeh. L'trumas tusim ve'anavim shenitma'a. Since once it's tame, it's aser be'achila, and we said that those things are not ra'oi for hasek to be used for fuel. She'en lo ba'lo heter achila ve'lo heter ha'asaka. Ha'heter achila nami isbei. So we should have said, there might be a heter achila if you're able to squeeze them out in this very sophisticated fashion, that it won't be mekabel tuma, these tusim and anavim, you could squeeze them out for their juices. That would be a heter achila. Di boi darachlu pachos pachos michabetza. Amarava gzeira dilma asi behu lidei takala. That we're concerned that in the meanwhile, while you're squeezing it out, so that you're going to have a takala, Rashi explains what takala means. Shu darchan shama yochal mehem. You'll actually eat the foodstuffs, which themselves are tame. So the Rabbeinu Chanan has a more expansive definition of what the takala might be. He says, "Asi the takala kolomar kemoshehem o yischateim yoser michaveitza." Or again, we just don't trust you to be able to squeeze it out in such a delicate fashion that it never comes to the shiur, which itself will be able to contract the tuma. Okay. So I'm really Abai Michaishin on the takala. Are we really so concerned for takala that people are going to eat something which is tame along the way? V'atani madikin bepasiv Hashem until truma shenitmes. So amalei pas zarek lei ben ha'etzim Hashem until truma rami lei bechlimos. So you can't bring a proof from there. The reason that we're not concerned that you're going to eat pas which is truma tmeya or Hashem until truma tmeya truma shenitmes is because it's maos. It's disgusting because it was in a kli cheres, or as my daughter would say, repulsive or repugnant, not disgusting. So the pas is also completely unappealing. So gufa madlikin the pas of Hashem until truma shenitmes, that you're allowed to use them as fuel. So whatever happened to the chashash takala that people are going to eat it? Abai yomer mishmei dechizkei rabbi mishmei de Rabbi Yitzchak bar maris amar Rav Huna lo shanu ala pas aval chiti lo shema yavo bahamidei takala chitim themselves we are concerned about. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu chiti. Even chitim we're not concerned about. V'amai nechash dem ma'asi v'lidei takala k'dab Ravashi b'shlikta u'mi'ista. So Rashi explains, la'achar shenitma'u sholkan So you change their form, shulkan, you make them shlakos, are things which are basically submerged for a long period of time in liquids, and as such they're considered ma'os. We're not worried about people having them. Rashi says v'heim nif'asos v'avuna chayesh doma achalu mekame deshakenu o b'shash shulkan, that while they're becoming repugnant, there might be a chashash tekala. Hachanami b'shlikta u'ma'isa. V'heichet med Rav Ashi, Adam Rav Abin, Am Rav Acha, Rav Yitzchak, Abba, Shaul Gval, Shal Beis Rebbe Haya. So Abba Shaul was working, in the, let's say, the dough-making area in the Beis Rebbe. Okay, he reviewed that Nasi, so he had an entire staff. V'hayu mechamin lo chamin b'chitin shal truma t'meya lalush behen isa b'tahara. So they used to use truma t'meya as fuel when they were heating up a dough to knead for chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. You could do that with truma t'meya as your fuel. So amai nechosh del ma'asi behuli de takala. Why shouldn't we be concerned that somebody's going to grab the fuel and start eating it? Amar Rav Ashi again, bishlikta u ma'ista, that they took this fuel of truma t'meya and they made it ma'os before they started burning it up. So let's take a look at Rashi, and there are two tosfos in that I wanted to show you because they're important shas concepts altogether. So Rashi says la'lush b'hen isa b'tahara, kilomar afal pi sherebi ochel chulin b'tahara haya. He was very careful about this. Lo chayesh dilma nagu hanichitim t'meyim b'isa, debot luhu mitaras ochel v'lo mitamu. Why are they not conductors of tuma? Because it's being used as fuel, it's a botel mitaras ochel. Okay, very good. So the Bali Atosvos, take a look at 2 points. B'shlikto ma'ista, k'tsas nira dafka shein kevar mu'usos mutar l'hashosan, aval ma'es osur, so the Bali Atosos have a chumrah. They say, okay, it's one thing not to worry about it if it's already ma'us. But if you're going to say, well, it's not nim'as yet, but I will make it ma'us, then we should be choshesh l'dei takala, because that entire process creates a certain amount of time. Even more fundamentally, the next Tosos, v'chamin lochamin v'chitin shel truma. So this is Abba Shaul was using the fuel of truma t'meya. So Amar Rabbeinu Tam, to the Kohanim shel Beis Rebbe ayu osin. This would only be valid for the Kohanim of Beis Rebbe, not for Yisrael. Do Yisrael lo shar yel hanoah she'ina shel kiloi kimo erov d'ma'arvin liYisrael b'truma. Aval hanoah shel kiloi, if you're going to extract hanoah from truma t'meya, let's say by burning it up as fuel, it's going to be completely consumed. Consumed, that's what hanoah shel kiloi means. Kigo mahachlo b'hemta lahadik aser liYisrael, that hanoah shel kiloi is only permissible for the Kohen, but it continues to be aser for Yisrael. Okay, so very good. So let's just review what we saw today very quickly. So we saw that there are a number of chumras when it comes to Me'ilah. So first of all, Me'ilah is not the same as Hochel Shabbos. There's no din of Melechas Machsheves. So we saw the issue between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam there. Rabbeinu Tam would say that Melechas Machsheves requires this object to be exactly the same as what you thought it was. So that's where Rabbeinu Tam redefines the case as you thought you were picking up something which is talosh, it actually happened to be mechubar and you cut it anyway. Because if it was, even if it was an intent to cut something which is mechubar and you ended up with something else that was mechubar, so maishna velogara, how is that any different or any less than a case of an attempt to be mechaba ner aleph and you were mechaba ner beis? So that's also a case of pater because it's not melechas machshavas. The Gemara says, oh, first of all, me'ilah, you're going to be chayiv in that situation. But even more impressively, you're going to be chayiv mishum me'ilah even in the case of, remembers? Amud Aleph, Ilan, what was the chumrah of me'ilah? That you're going to be chayiv even in the case of misasik, right? Right, that even if you're misasik, that you have no idea what's going on, you reach into something and you happen to be, anointing yourself accidentally, b'shem en shel hekdesh, so that's going to be an iser me'ilah. So extremely machmir when it comes to the world of Me'ila. Okay, then we started talking about the status of Mashkin. This is all in the context of a discussion of Truma Tmeya, the status of Mashkin that are within Ochlin that could potentially become Tame. So there are a couple of points to keep in mind here. So first of all, the Ochlin are not going to become Tame unless they're Hochshar L'Kabel Asatoma. So you always have to keep that in mind. That's number one. But even if they're Hochshar L'Kabel Toma and they themselves become Tame, so we wonder about their capacity to conduct Tumah. So what do we say the shiur is? It has to be a shiur of Yoser Michebeitza, right? For the Ochel to conduct the Tumah. Mashkin, it would need to be at least the Reviyah. So the Mashkin could theoretically be okay. But what Zev do we need to assume about the Mashkin? If the Mashkin are just considered substantively a part of the Ochel, it's not going to help. We need to assume which expression, that they're considered a separate entity within the Ochel. What do we call that? Mifgad Pkidei, right? That it's not Mivla Bli, it's not attached, it's not Mitzurav, it's not Mechubar, it's a separate entity. It's Mifgad Pocket. You imagine it's like its own little embryonic sac in there within the Ochel. And then you have to be very, very careful as you squeeze it out that you're not doing it yoser michashir, right? So you have to be darchan yafa, yafa very, very, very carefully so that it does not contract tuma on its way out. So the Gemara was a little bit concerned later on. It says, well, wait a second. If you're going to do that, shouldn't we be choshesh shiyavo lidei takala? Right? There is going to be some concern that while a person is doing this, and anything that's going to take a long time, anytime you have Truma Tmei around, we want to be very concerned that a person doesn't start eating Truma, which is Tamei, it's a serious Aveira. So are we going to be Choshesh for Takala? And the Gemara's answer across the board was, yes. Yes, we are. We're always Choshesh for Takala, unless you can prove to us that we shouldn't be so concerned that you're going to start eating it thoughtlessly along the way. So what would prevent you from doing that? What's going to repel a person from doing that? Nachi, what does it have to be?
Mos.
Exactly. So there are all those different ways of making it mos. So the Bali Atosos come in and say, wait, but if it's not mos, yeah, then we should be concerned for takala. Because that process could take quite a while. Okay. The last point that we made was, we brought up the Bali Atosos. The Bali Atosos were talking about this situation, the Gemara of Abba Shol being involved in the production of dough in the Beis Rabbi, and they were using Truma Tmeya as the fuel. So they're obviously consuming all of it. That's called Hanoa Shel Kiloi. Truma Tmeya, so that is only mutter for a Kohen. It's not mutter for a Yisrael. Okay, that's a very, very important point. Yisrael is allowed to get Hanoa from Truma Tmeya, but it can't be Hanoa Shel Kiloi. We talked about the case of making an Eruv. It could be Ma'ariv Betruma. But it can't be Hanal Shel Kilo, it can't be something which is destructive. There's one other point that I wanted to mention again, that we were talking about the idea of being Kore Shem Truma and being Mafresh Truma. So it has to be a Davar HaRoi Lios Kodesh. And the Gemara said it's based on the Pasuk of Titein Lo. It's interesting, if you have some time, we kind of ran out of time for this point, but the Bali Atosos say, well, what's Darshan based on the Pasuk of Rai Lios Kodesh, what's based on Titein Lo? But be that as it may, whichever exactly the limud is, so we say that a davar which is not Rai Lios Kodesh, like it becomes Chametz B'mechubar, so lo haisalo shasa kosher, so you can't call that Truma. Okay, fine. So we agreed to that. And then the Gemara says, but there's got to be another factor when it comes to Hafrashas Truma, that the Shirayim have to be Nitaren Li Yisrael Al Yedeichach, right? Yet if you're separating out the Truma and there's no outlet for Yisrael, Bein Be'achila, Bein Be'hana, that would be a problem. Because the whole idea is, Reishis Degancha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha, V'Reishis Gez Tzoncha Titen Lo. That it's still yours on some level. But if there's nothing that you could possibly get from it after the Hafrashas Truma, that's not the way the system is supposed to work. The way the system is supposed to work is that you're supposed to be able to separate out the Matanos Kahuna, and then the Yisrael is left with something in return. Okay, so we'll hold it up there, and God willing, we will pick it up tomorrow, a little bit earlier on, at approximately 6:35.